The Repentance of Jacob, May 14. Men of old, repent. Yea, he had power over the angel, and prevailed, he wept, and made supplication unto him, he found him in Bethel, and there he spake with us, even the Lord God of hosts, the Lord is his memorial. Jacob had power over the angel, and prevailed. Through humiliation, repentance, and self-surrender, this sinful, erring mortal prevailed with the majesty of heaven. He had fastened his trembling grasp upon the promises of God, and the heart of infinite love could not turn away the sinner's plea. Yet Jacob's history is an assurance that God will not cast off those who have been betrayed into sin, but who have returned unto him with true repentance. It was by self-surrender and confiding faith that Jacob gained what he had failed to gain by conflict in his own strength. God thus taught his servant that divine power and grace alone could give him the blessing he craved. Thus it will be with those who live in the last days. As dangers surround them, and despair seizes upon the soul, they must depend solely upon the merits of the atonement. We can do nothing of ourselves. In all our helpless unworthiness, we must trust in the merits of the crucified and risen Savior. None will ever perish while they do this. The long, black catalogue of our delinquencies is before the eye of the Infinite. The register is complete, none of our offenses are forgotten. But he who listened to the cries of his servant of old, will hear the prayer of faith, and pardon our transgressions. He has promised, and he will fulfill his word. Jacob prevailed because he was persevering and determined. His experience testifies to the power of importunate prayer. It is now that we are to learn this lesson of prevailing prayer, of unyielding faith.